Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Raphael Ocon Suar. R A P like Paul, H like Harry, A E L. Last name is O K O N, K like Cali, W O R. Date of birth is 1/15/1972. Date of service 5/17/2023. Mr. Raphael Ocon Suar suffers from a severe history of gout, severe pain in the right knee with lot of swelling, and the left elbow. They have been previously been diagnosed as having extreme gout. Currently, the patient is taking Colchicine and has not found any relief. And he has lost 25 to 30 pounds of weight, and he is trying his best. He has seen orthopedic surgeon regarding any possible surgery, who did not advise any surgery, but ongoing injection treatment. He had a surgery for the right knee for meniscus tear that was all fixed, the lateral meniscus. At this time, the pain is around between 5 and 9, affecting the neck and the lower back, left elbow and the right knee. And he's a difficult time walking and doing anything. So, although 70% improvement has been reported by the patient with the pain medication and all the gout medication and injection treatment. ADLs that are reported affected are walking ability and work with, and general activity 8, mood is affected 7, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 6. Rest of the system review is from the chart, and the physical examination reveals blood pressure is 139/92, pulse is 63, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is dated 3/16/2023. Dictation number 0317-050. Please copy and paste the whole thing, and in the diagnosis as well. In the plan of care, I have provided a compounding cream for severe neuropathic pain, including pregabalin, diclofenac, and lidocaine gel, along with naltrexone tablets. I have also provided Percocet 10, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days. Lidocaine patch 5% was provided daily. Colchicine 0.6 milligram, 1 or 2 every 8 hour, PRN 120 tablets, along with indomethacin 75 milligram was provided. We did review the labs, we reviewed the maps. The patient is otherwise genuinely suffering, and he's a big guy, and each pound weight loss is going to be helpful. His MRIs were reviewed again, his laboratories were reviewed again. He does have a spine inflammation in L4-5, L5-S1. For which injection treatment have been discussed, and L4, L5, and he himself is a chiropractor, and he need to look into various treatment at home. His shoulder also has a supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendinosus, and subacromial bursitis. With the patient has received some injections on 11/30 that brought him some relief. Meniscus tear in the right knee is noticed in the MRI, and he has been given 2 injections. Today we are not going to give any injection, it will be the next time around, and the right knee also. Thank you. It's seen in 30 days time in case he doesn't get better.